So on this Commitment Sunday, we are indeed invited to make this declaration before God, to stand before others and profess what it is that we believe. But our faith is not just something that is mere words. It has to evoke within us a response, a practical response in terms of our giving, in terms of our time, in terms of our talents, in terms of our treasures, of offering ourselves to the one who has already given so much to us. 2 weeks ago, we heard on Trinity Sunday that wonderful line from chapter 3 of John's Gospel, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish." And that's what this is ultimately all about. It's about Jesus. It's about the gift that he is to us. That God wants us to experience that abundance of life. But so many things hold us back from this. So many things distract us and get in the way of offering our hearts. We think, we imagine these different myths. We think that we have to earn God's love. We know that we can't. We know that that's why St. Margaret Mary Alacoque received that vision of the Sacred Heart that we celebrated on Friday. That gift of a God who said through Jesus to St. Mary that, "Behold the heart that has loved all of humanity so much." We can't earn that. We can't work ourselves into a fervor in order to be made worthy of that. But nor there's this fear that we have that if we give ourselves to God, if we truly begin to obey God, then we'll miss out. You know, that whole thing of fear of missing out, FOMO, that motivates so many people. And yet, God is inviting us again into this abundance of life that we heard some weeks ago from John 10, verse 10. And then that third one, well, we kind of imagine that God is a bit of an angry old dude and that he needs to be bought off, he needs to be appeased in some way. But at the heart, so many of us are bargain hunters, and so we try and imagine what's the least amount that I can give back to God in order to appease him, in order to buy him off. But none of these things are true and none of them really speak to the heart. The point of giving is that it begins to change us. It begins to shape our hearts. Because this is all about us. It's all about our need to give, our need to grow in generosity, our need to experience that call of God. God doesn't need any of our things, any of our stuff, but we need to give, and we need to become people who become generous through our giving. This all comes back to that experience of gratitude and thanksgiving. If we have that sense of the first fruits, if we have this sense that everything that we have has been given to us, so what we return to God, it doesn't even really belong to us. You know, it's so much easier to give away someone else's stuff than to give away our own stuff. Well, this is God's gifts, God's treasures, God's talents that he shared so abundantly with us. And so to return that back to the Lord is simply returning what he already owns, is already his. We're simply honoring that and acknowledging that gift. And so this question of, well, how do I give? How do I, in fact, respond to the Lord? Is this something that I make that choice intentionally? I have made that decision and I've decided that this is the way that I will respond to the Lord. Or is it just that it happens to be whatever coins, whatever money we might have in our pocket today? There's no thought, there's no kind of preparation, there's no sense of things. It's just this accidental giving. God wants us to have that intention of giving because that's when our hearts begin to change. And what do I give? Is it my very best? Or is it just the leftovers? You know, a few times I've been at large functions where all people are ordering their food, and a couple of times I've been the last person to receive any of, you know, to receive my meal. Everyone else has begun to eat, and you know, the waiter will come and say, "Oh, look, I'm sorry, you know, we missed your order. There's no food left." And so, you know, how about I get a plate and just walk around the table and start collecting the leftovers from everyone else, and I'll serve that to you. That'll be fine, won't it? And you kind of think, probably not. No, I want the best. And if we want the best, then surely in our return to the Lord that we should give him the best as well. So it is about taking baby steps in this. And there is this process that we grow in this. Giving is something that we need to become better at. And so we need to start. So the first step is, if you're not giving regularly, there's about 196 people in the parish families that do that are part of the planned giving and that donate regularly. So thank you if you're one of those. But if you're not part of that program, if you're not part of that process, the first step is to begin to be part of that, not just giving accidentally, but giving intentionally. So making that decision and making it a priority. So it's not something that we just, if there's any leftovers, then we might think about giving to God, giving back to the church. No, it has to be our number one priority. It has to be the first choice that we make, because God has given us everything in the first place. Of course, we need to return to him. When we read through the pages of the New Testament, Jesus speaks very often about money. And so I will speak at least once a year about money, because it is something that we need to respond to. When Sir Paul, he takes up collections and he speaks about taking up collections to the various churches. And one of the things that he says, that there are these two things that it needs to be. It needs to be proportional and it needs to be regular. Proportional is great, because it's not the dollar amount that matters. No, it's not, you know, the size of our giving, but the size of our hearts. It's about what proportion this is of our capacity to give. And so people who have more money, who earn more money, have a greater capacity to give. People who are struggling have a much less capacity to give, and all of that is completely fine. So it's just this sense of choosing a proportion and being faithful and regular in giving that proportion to the Lord. Jesus told us today, you know, do not be afraid, because fear is one of those things that continually to get in the road. And fear is never from God. If we are ever feeling fearful, if we're ever feeling that sense of being overwhelmed, then the number one thing we can always know is that's not coming from God. That's coming from another place. And so to really trust in this process, it does take practice, it does take time, so we need to grow in this, just as we need to, in any talent, in any area that we're gifted in anything that we think, yeah, I'm amazing at that, I'm excellent at that. But we weren't originally, and so we needed to learn this process, and we need to slowly begin to grow in this area. And so if you've already begun to give regularly, then we might be able to move to our second step of this process, of these baby steps. So the second step is beginning to think, well, let's look at my finances. Let's look at the household. Let's look at the income that we receive. And let's work out, well, how much can we afford to give back to the Lord? And then add 1% to that. Add that extra proportion to that amount in order to be able to respond. Chris, can you go to the next slide? So pick that percentage that you can afford and then just bump it up by 1%. And that's what today is all about, just offering that opportunity to take one more step in this process, to respond to the generosity of the Lord. The next slide, thanks. So if you have already begun to do that, then we can move to the third stage in this leveling up process. And many of you may not be ready for the third stage. And again, that's fine. It does take a while to get to this, Chris. So the third is this aim to tithe, this sense of this fixed proportion of 10% of our income. And it's the beginning of that stage. It's the gross income. It's of all that we receive that we need to focus on this. I began to be challenged about this many years ago, But I just thought at that stage, it's just ridiculous. I mean, when I was a student, I wasn't able to cover all of my expenses in rent and student fees and books and transport and all of those kinds of things. I just wasn't getting enough to be able to give back. But since being ordained, I've really felt this challenge and this strong call. And initially, it was just on the stipend that I received, so that was a relatively easy thing to be able to work out. But over the last few years, as I've begun to really listen to this call and to respond to God, I've realized that was a bit of a cop-out, that it needed to be on all that I receive. So, you know, kind of the package that of having a house that's provided and a car that's provided and all those things that are not actual income, but they're all part of it. And so this challenge to give more generously. But the amazing thing about tithing and the amazing gift that we receive in this is just the generosity of God. He will never be outdone in generosity. He'll never fail to respond to this call. And so anyone that I've ever met who has been faithful to this, who's taken the challenge and responded to the Lord of giving a tithe of their income to God, have always said how amazing their finances are. I mean, I found it the same in my own life. Even though I have a degree in economics and accounting, I can't work out how my finances work so well since I've made that decision and made that choice to respond to God and to give to God. And especially if you're struggling and you think, no, there's just no way that I'd be able to give more to the Lord. And yet, if you make that choice and if you put it to the test, you know, for the next 3 months or whatever it is, just make that decision and make that commitment. It's, again, you don't have to start at 10%, start at a smaller amount just to see what this is possible. But if we give that commitment and return to God, that choice and that decision, it is this incredible thing begins to happen in our lives. If we go to the next slide, thanks. So today we're invited to respond to this. And again, it is that process of just taking one more step along this journey. Now, we've got the percentages of how many people are giving how much. Again, the amount of money doesn't really matter, but that sense of the percentage of our income. So about 60% of the parish are there at those bottom two steps. And so if we were able just to move up to the next step, it would make this massive impact upon our finances and upon that sense of giving that we were all part of in that process. And so it is this call, just to ponder this and to really think about this. We'll have the chance either to respond straight after the homily, or if you want to take more time, then that's also fine. You can return the forms next week and we'll go on from there. The next slide, thanks. So it's not just about our treasures, but also about our time and our talents. We need to return to the Lord in all kinds of different ways within our community and within our society. And so we've discovered that there are these 41 different groups and events and activities and rosters that are present within our church community. And so it's this gift of being able to return to the Lord in all these different ways as well. The next slide. So we have the different areas of the liturgy, and so these are mainly things that are about our rosters. And so if you're already involved, then you can tick that current box in the middle, or if you want to be involved, you can tick the box on the left, the interested, or if you want to step away, if you've had enough of doing a particular area of ministry within the parish, then you can tick that step away box on the right-hand side of the form. So it is this chance, you know, you don't have to commit for the term of your natural life to a particular ministry. So there are these seasons within our lives that we move into one area and move out of another. But these are some of the ways that we can respond. And then the next slide. So there are also the different groups and ministries within the parish, and certain groups require more people to be able to function. So St. Vincent de Paul are in need of new members at the moment. So there are these different ways that you can be involved in the community and involved within the church. So again, just tick that interested box and we'll compile all these over the next couple of weeks and then send them to the people that are responsible for those ministries and let them know that these people are interested in finding out more. And that's all it is. This is that call to find out more about it. And so it is this chance just to offer our commitment and our response today. So there are the forms that are inside the bulletin. If you didn't pick one up today, we'll come around now and give anyone extra forms if you would like. There are the hymn books on the end of the seat, so you've got something to lean on. There are envelopes there and pencils so that you can fill your completed form in, put those into the envelopes. There are these baskets here at the front of the church. And so we invite you either, whilst we play a couple of videos now during that time, if you'd like to come as a family and just to place that envelope into that basket, it's that public declaration, that public commitment that you're making to being part of this church, being part of this community, and a way of responding to the Lord. Or you can bring it up at communion time, or you can put it, the envelope, into the collection today, or as I said, you can return it next week at Mass as well. All of these are possible things. And so we move into that time of just pondering this and reflecting upon our response today.